I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Today, the United Nations is hosting a summit on persecution of Christians in the Middle East. Global Advance's David Shibley says it's not a new issue. In his plans for this year's Frontline Shepherds Conferences,
I'm going to be sharing completely from the prison epistles written by Paul from prison, writing to those who were suffering persecution. But it's interesting to me that even though the New Testament writers mention the fact that they are being harassed and persecuted and some are even dying for the faith, they stayed focused on the mission at hand.
Global Advance marks 25 years this year. At missionnews.org, you can find action points and details about the ministry. Next, the Ebola crisis in Liberia is subsiding, but another crisis is taking place. Food security is becoming a massive problem. Global Aid Network workers are strengthening the local churches and gathering resources for those suffering from food shortage. Their gospel message of life in Christ resonates with the hurting they serve. They can't keep it up without your support, though. Visit our website for more information. And today, MNN's Katie Harth is wrapping up her three-part mini-series.
Family Christian Stores is helping their partners, Pray America, fill a new warehouse in Guatemala with food supplies. Family Christian Steve Biondo says they need your help to fill the warehouse by Christmas.
Donations from guests, we can aggregate those and then deliver that to a faith-based ministry who is making a difference in the lives of the K'iche Mayans, feeding them both physically and spiritually for the sake of the kingdom.
Visit us online to learn more. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.